Nothing much going on in Pittsburgh this weekend unless you're into any one or more of the following: beer, sandwiches, jazz, art, games, Monty Python. Did I say beer? It's the Social Club Podcast. It's the weekend of Friday, June 19th, 2015, and this is your 90.5 WESA Social Club for this weekend. Hello, I'm Josh Rawlerson. I'm the morning host at 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station. And Rachel Carlson is community director for Yelp Pittsburgh and joins us for this little conversation every week. Hey, Rachel, welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you have an awesome weekend?
I did. I went to Kennywood.
Hey, Kennywood.
So much fun.
Who doesn't love Kennywood?
I know. If you don't love Kennywood, you are dead to me.
Ooh, harsh.
I mean, if you don't love Kennywood... Well, I need to show you a good time at Kennywood.
Tough but fair.
It's fun.
Well, yeah, it's an amusement park. The fun is integral to the very concept.
Right? It's fun. It's exhausting, though. I feel like an old, decrepit person once I leave. I think I went to bed at 9.
How much time would you say you spent standing in line?
It was an awesome day in terms of, I think people were scared off by the threat of rain, which it never did. And it was super humid and sticky. So
Sounds great.
I know. But for even the longest ride, notoriously, the longest line is the Exterminator. We waited maybe 10 minutes, which the Exterminator is like the best hidden ride there.
Good deal. So pro tip, show up when the weather's terrible.
Yeah.
And you'll have a wonderful time.
Or get stuck in a what did they call that? There was like a tornado and it was a microburst.
I don't know.
Yeah. But hopefully the weather will hold off. But we never waited more than maybe 10 minutes for any ride. And it was so much fun. And I love riding rides. And I love the food there, obviously. Potato patch fries. You can't go wrong.
Legendary. Did the fries stay inside your stomach after all the rides?
Oh my gosh, of course.
Okay, you're not one of those people.
The one ride that I was scared to go on, I didn't admit that I was scared. It was the, it was their new ride. And I think it's called the Black Widow. And it is a large swing.
Sounds a little intimidating. Yeah.
It's terrifying. It's a large swing with a circular seating pattern. And then that spins.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And it doesn't go all the way around, but it goes like you're upside down.
So it's like right in the middle of that continuum between frightening and just like stomach churning.
Yes.
Like there's so many rides that like there's nothing entertaining or challenging about this. It just makes me ill.
Yeah. So I was staring at it and they were like, let's go on. And I was like, okay. And we stood in line and then it broke or something. Literally the ride before we would have gotten on. I was like, darn. Okay. Let's
kind of lucked
the
out
though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I envision you just going around and around on the teacups.
I love spinny rides. I don't get sick.
I used to love the spinny rides. I can't handle them anymore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But your kids?
Well, of course, yeah. They have no, like, whatever their inner ear isn't developed, so they don't have that problem.
Stomachs of steel.
Like, yeah. And I used to like spinny rides when I was a kid, but I can't handle them now. I'll go on roller coasters and stuff.
Does your oldest ride the roller coasters yet?
Not yet. We're working up to it.
Not tall enough for...
Actually, I'm not sure. It never occurred to me to try to get her on one yet, but she's pretty tall. I bet she could get on.
Okay. Just a little
scared. Yeah, maybe this summer will be the year.
I think it should be the year.
Maybe.
It's a lot of fun. I remember going on my first
roller coaster. She's kind
of
a thrill junkie. She'd be into it.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. So how about you? What did your weekend
detail? Oh, I went camping.
My
first big
okay.
camping trip of the year.
Yeah?
Which was, despite the rain, like pretty awesome.
In a tent?
In a tent, yeah. Fire and s'mores and hiking and...
Beer?
Of course, beer. Yeah,
right?
The whole nine.
It
was awesome. Cook Forest State Park up in, I believe, Clarion County.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
2-hour drive?
Yeah, about 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be heading there in a couple of weeks. So
nice.
You got to give me... Did you go isn't whitewater rafting or rafting or something? Isn't that the big up there?
There's the canoeing and kayaking and stuff all over the place. And they said like the usual complement of, you know, there's a go-kart track and mini golf and stuff nearby.
Oh.
So it's your standard complement of... tourist traps
okay.
nearby, but it doesn't detract at all from the beauty of the...
Do you fish, too?
Nah, not since I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Been thinking about it. I should get back into fishing.
Fishing, living off the... Did you live off the land up there?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hunting, fishing.
Growing marshmallow
growing
trees.
Growing my own crops. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Weaving my own clothing out of
this
natural
isn't naked
fibers.
And afraid.
Yeah. Well, back to civilization.
Yeah.
Back to the wonders of the Pittsburgh weekend.
lots going on. It always amazes me. I just keep looking up the events and I'm like, okay, this event, this event. So right. If you're into sandwiches or sandwiches.
Who isn't?
As Pittsburghers like to say, we have the Northside Sandwich Week, which is going on all weekend through Wednesday the 24th. I love a good sandwich, and there are a lot of really great restaurants that are participating. One that I like to mention because it's kind of a hidden treasure is the Chateau Cafe and Cakery.
Okay.
And that is over in the industrial part of the Northside. Almost, there's like 12 or 13 neighborhoods within the Northside. Did you know that?
No.
It's really, it's Manchester. I think it's called Manchester is the area
sort
where Chateau is.
Ohio River Boulevard.
Yeah. And it's an adorable space and they have delicious food. If you follow their Instagram, it's just deliciousness all the time. And so they're going to be doing a slow roasted pork sandwich on a pretzel roll.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. I know. So, excuse me. So that's a good one. And then obviously we have Pepe's, Penn Brewery, Atria's, James Street. So a lot of different places. And on the website, the Pittsburgh or the Northside, PittsburghNorthside.com, they have the list of restaurants and the food that they'll be serving.
And I know there's going to be some beer around, right?
Surely, of course, if you go to James Street, well, Penn Brewery,
oh, you said
obviously.
Penn Brewery, of course, yeah.
And then James Street has a lot of local taps, local love on there, and I think it's a good time. So head to the Northside Sandwich Week, and then if you need to work out that sandwich by doing a little dancing, you can.
Is that how you discharge the contents of your stomach?
Yeah, I always, whenever I go and I go.
You're just like some kind of advanced life form.
I try and dance it off.
The rest
of
us have another way of dealing with that.
Oh, well,
too much pulled pork.
Try.
Yeah.
I need to breed some more clones of me.
I'm sorry. I stepped all over your segue. Continue,
That's
please.
That's okay. I love a good segue too, Josh. Jeez. Urban Garden Party. Get your tickets ASAP. If they're not, seriously, I could be talking right now and they could be sold out because this is one of the best parties of the year. For sure. They have a limited amount of tickets. It is at the Mattress Factory Art Museum, which is a fun one. They open up the whole space, so it's indoor, outdoor. Let's cross our fingers for no rain because it has definitely been a non-blind melon kind of week.
Oh, wow. Good reference.
I tried.
Wow.
But the Urban Garden Party is really fun. Lots of food, lots of drink, dancing.
All the contemporary installation art you can eat.
All the contemporary installation art. And the theme is M. So it's a very loose this year.
The theme is M, the letter M?
So they say you can come as a mermaid, a magician. I was just going to say mattress, but I don't know. That might be a little hard to work around the corner. So
yeah.
M, it's interpretive. Go for it.
Could I just come as a man?
Gosh, Josh. I mean, you could. Boring.
Got you on a technicality.
Yeah, true. So Urban Garden Party, lots of fun. And then on Saturday, this one sounds fun. This is something that they say is backed by popular demand, so I guess it hasn't been around for 2 years now, is the Summer Storm at Frick Park. So this is, it benefits the 9 Mile Run Watershed Association. There's an association for everything,
sure.
Apparently. And the Summer Soiree is going to have one of Pittsburgh's favorite, Denora, and Bill Deasy, and then they're going to have DJ Hank D, and it's going to basically be a lot of really great live music and food, which is always awesome at Frick Park. $35 to the top tier of $100, and you can grab those tickets online. And that
and it's
is
a fundraiser for conservation efforts at the park. Is that
yes? Okay. Yeah, 9 Mile Run.
Very
which
good.
I'm sure you're
that is a worthy cause.
Yes, definitely going to support. And then we have the Pittsburgh Jazz International Festival, which is going on all weekend long. Lots of live music this weekend, I noticed, which is not a bad thing. So this is going to be downtown. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust hosts this. And so if you're into jazz, a little yazz, flute and such,
sure,
you can.
Did
you not get my
jazz flute?
My jazz flute.
No, that one
Anchorman.
Went over my head. Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm trying to get the pop culture references. I'm
legitimately embarrassed that I didn't get that one.
I don't get a lot of things you say, Josh, so it's okay.
It's fair.
They're all over my head. So the Jazz Festival, going on Friday through Sunday. Obviously, there's a packed schedule. You can check that out through Yelp and then on their website. And what I thought was cool is that they have a pop-up for Vintage Records. So I said that totally wrong. Trust Vinyl Pop-Up Record Store.
How's your vinyl collection coming along?
It's a little weak so far. I think we need to get a new record player because we bought literally new records, not used, and it was skipping. So I don't know. If anyone can tweet me some good suggestions of record players, I think maybe we need to invest in an old vintage classic one so that it actually works instead of that new crap.
You're going to get so many tweets and emails from audiophiles now.
Okay. I'm ready.
I know nothing about that, but it sounds like the kind of thing that people will have strong, vehement opinions
about.
Yeah,
I need a new record player because the one we bought off Amazon is crap. So please let me know about that. But I need to shop for a record still. So this sounds awesome, and it's free, which is even better. On Liberty Avenue downtown, you'll get to sort through lots of dusty old records and find your next favorite. And that's going on Friday through Sunday as well. Again, on Yelp, the address is on there. And then, I mean, I'm not done yet, Josh. Can you believe this?
Okay, continue.
Okay. So Row House Cinema is celebrating their one-year anniversary. Have you been to the Row House Cinema?
Congratulations. No, I haven't.
It's pretty awesome. And what's the great part about it, obviously, they play movies, which is awesome. But right up your alley is they have Atlas Bottle Works, which is right there attached to it, is the bottle shop. And they are celebrating the opening of their tap room down in the basement.
Hey, not bad.
So that's can
I go down
exciting.
To the tap room and bring my little friend into the movie then?
You can absolutely bring your little or big
paper
friend.
Paper sack or just...
I think it's loud and
just
proud.
Just in the open? Wow.
Yeah.
Now that has some appeal.
And wait till I tell you the movie choices. So their inaugural movie was Pulp Fiction, so they'll be showing that.
Nice.
They'll be doing a little karaoke, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to end with a midnight matinee showing of Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Aw, these are my people.
I know.
Yeah, I should go.
I feel like this is definitely all about
you. I love it, yeah.
So Saturday, it starts at 2, ends at 2 a.m. Can you do this, Josh?
These are not my people.
Okay. All right. Well,
not like I could build up a good buffer of sleep.
Maybe
if
Saturday.
I plan ahead 24 hours or so and then just caffeinate up.
Saturday 2 p.m. to
Saturday,
3,
yeah.
Maybe you can do.
Yeah.
Go tour the tap room. And then on Sunday, we have Weather Permitting, which I really like the theme of this. Live music again, which is awesome. They always have food trucks. Always a really good time. Adults are $10. Kids are free under 12. And what they want to, I think, get across is that this is kind of a lazy Sunday type event where you can bring your kids. It's very casual. They'll have live music. They obviously have a lot of food trucks, and it's just a fun time. And it's at the Shady Side Nursery, and that starts at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Pretty nice.
What's going on?
I like it.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, and I forgot one more on Friday. Oh,
we have room for one more.
We'll backtrack a little bit. On Friday, 21 plus at the Carnegie Science Center, which is always a good time. And it's gaming this time.
Hey, cool. Are they going to be playing a game?
Playing board games, video games. Ooh, and I think role-playing games might mean a little cosplay, maybe.
If it doesn't say cosplay, I'm assuming that's just tabletop.
I don't know.
Right?
It says role-playing games.
What do you make of this phenomenon of live performances of Dungeons & Dragons campaigns? As like a thing you go to, or else there's like 100 podcasts that are that.
Am I allowed to say the first thing that comes off at the top of my head?
Let's hear it.
Nerdy.
That's fair. I think most people would cop to that.
Okay.
Who are in that scene.
I mean, maybe if there was a live Game of Thrones performance game.
All right. Okay.
I mean.
So you're one of those. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not one of the. Actually.
You found your way into the nerdosphere through HBO.
Well.
That counts.
Well. My husband's actually bugging me to watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
I kind of fell out of that show after the first, for like super nerdy reasons,
which
we won't go into.
Okay.
The point is, Arcade Comedy Theater, they've got a troupe of performers that does a live D&D campaign, which was one of the funniest things I've seen.
Well, live. Arcade's
it's
not
hilarious.
Nerdy.
It's called Knights of the Arcade. By no means, although like that certainly was a nerdy crowd, and I say that with love. But the audience for that is definitely on the nerdly end of the spectrum.
I love them all.
But you'd like it. It's funny.
Okay.
Very funny.
I'm into that. Well, you can have your hand at a lot of different games. The Rivers Casino will be there as well.
Awesome.
$10 to $15. It's such a good price to go for a Friday night for cheap and get your gaming on, apparently.
And what's the science connection? Well, I'm not saying there has to be one, but I'm just curious if they're bothering to try to make one.
What is the science
The science
connection?
Of gaming, like game theory?
You will get a chance to use train. Oh, no, wait. I was going to say, no, that's not it. What is the sign? They usually explain it too.
Video games use electricity, which was.
Okay, wait. So it's not necessarily come and play board games. Their wording specifically says, discover the science of gaming as we explore board games, video games, and role playing games.
Okay.
So apparently there's a science to it.
As long as there's science.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Rivers Casino will be there, and the first thing I think of is the science behind counting cards. But that's illegal, isn't it?
Science of counting cards? Yeah, that's pretty illegal.
Ben Affleck got kicked out of the casino once for doing that.
Did he really?
I think.
He seems like the kind of guy that would try that.
I know. A little shifty. Those good-looking people always
Did he think he would not be, like, he would not draw intense scrutiny just by being in a place in public?
Maybe
Did he not
thought,
think he was being observed counting
maybe
cards?
Maybe he thought he was not going to get kicked out for that.
Oh, he thought he'd get a pass.
Yeah.
All right. We should get Affleck in here. And
maybe.
Really, you know, really grill him.
If anyone has any Ben Affleck connections, I'm definitely in.
I want to get to the bottom of this.
I mean, I'm just in for the sense of staring at him, so.
Well, Rachel, we are well and truly off the rails once again. I think it's time to call it a day. What do you say?
I think that's what all of our viewers, oh my gosh.
The three of you that are still listening.
Yes, I think that's
thanks for
they
sticking around.
That. Yeah.
Rachel, have a great weekend.
You too.